to be a conventional wedding. So we're not going to have conventional speeches. But the invitation is there for anyone to pop up and say anything they like about Simon, Lisa, or
other than David.
The political situation other than David. No, David can say something as well. I'm sure you've got something planned. But if you've got an anecdote you want to share with us, if you want to make an appeal for Save the Children, I don't care. let's hear it. If you've got a cracking knob joke, even better.
Right.
Sorry. Start as you need to go on. But first of all, I'm going to ask Marcus to say a few words about Lisa. There you go. Off you go.
Well, obviously, everyone, it's lovely to have everyone here. You know, Lisa and Simon, I'm delighted everyone's made the effort to travel to make this day special. I'm not very good at this sort of speaking, but Lisa and I met a long time ago, over 23 years ago, and she's just been the dearest friend. And lately, she's sort of blossomed with Simon, and it's beautiful to see her so happy. And, you know, all I ask of Simon is he looks after her and cares for her. And, you know, she looks absolutely stunning today, as you all can see. And really, that's all I've got to say, you know. So to Simon and Lisa, peace, love and happiness.
There you go. Peace, love and happiness. Cheers. Beautiful. There you go. A round of applause for Marcus there. Someone's going to say something in a minute.
Right.
Yeah, in a minute.
Down the queue.
Oh, well, you've down the queue? Okay. Anybody expecting a sort of typical best man speech is going to be sorely disappointed speaking off the fly. I mean, I have known Simon for a long time. 30 years ago, in fact, almost to the day, I think, when I arrived in Paris, he was already there. We haven't met, but he said, come round to my place and let's have lunch. I went round his place, knocked on the door, very smart flat. He opened the door, wearing nothing but a smile, holding his number one wood. He doesn't even play golf. And since then, we've been firm friends through... I think things are going to continue along the same vein.
Yes.
Oh, please.
There we go.
but we have, through thick and thin... we've both, you know, when he's skint, I lend him a tenner. When I'm skint, which is more often, he lends me a tenner. He lends me his car. It's an unleaded car, but I put diesel in it. Or is it diesel? He lent me his bike, which is an unleaded petrol bike. I put diesel in that as well. I lent him my car. He crashed it and totaled it. But we've shared a fantastic relationship for all this time. We are incredibly childish. And the thing which has gone...
Sorry.
And the thing which has kept us going all these years is laughter. And we are like pathetic little school children most of the time, which is very good. If this morning particularly, but we won't go there. right, anybody else would like to say... Amanda, please. You got something to say.
I like how you asked for volunteers.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
that's
great.
Oh,
lovely. A week without a job.
I must get my own, Lisa. Have described you in the word they think that's most appropriate. Okay. Vivacious, baby lamb, taste, radiant, fun, enchanting, kind, unique, enigmatic, cardiac arresting, I wonder who that was. Gorgeous, fantastico, stunning, gin drinker, remarkable, unfazed, enthusiastic, inner joy, effervescent, beautiful, top girl, friendly, elegant, simpatico, exciting, confident, multi-talented and favourite. Those were the words of the people in this room. I'd just like to say that you're, to me, you're a really loyal, marvellous friend. And I think the people in this room that are friends of Lisa's are a testament to what her character and personality are. And we're delighted with Simon, absolutely delighted, but I think he's a really lucky man. He can't have someone more loyal, more faithful or more giving than Lisa, and every day is a bit of excitement, I think. When Lisa and Simon visited us in Via Reggio this week, and I just had to write this down when she said it because I couldn't believe it, I was shocked. So Simon said something which Lisa didn't quite agree with. And then she turned to Simon and she said, "The job of the wife is to support one's husband, even if they are wrong." Just stroke his arm and agree. And I think if you follow those words, which I think are slightly unlikely, you'll have a very happy marriage. So to the bride, to Lisa and to Simon.
As this. The concept of Simon as a whippet is something that I have difficulty with, because ever since I have known him, he has been...
He's had moves.
Generous... dedicated to the arts of catering, which he has supported with actions, and those have continued whilst he's been sitting around my table at home consuming items which are inconsistent with whippetness. He has introduced to our hearth in recent times Lisa, who we had met briefly earlier, and I have been greatly encouraged by this introduction, because it seems to me that Lisa has enormous wisdom and insight, which I believe will support the two of them and everybody else who is closely related to them for a very long time to come. And I look forward to future events around our table, when Simon, I'm sure, will continue to develop his interest in the consuming arts, let me say, tempered by the wisdom of Lisa and her vivacity and her good humour and all the wonderful epithets that have been garnered from you all this afternoon, every one of which I endorse and to which I have made a contribution, but I will not tell you what it is. I will. May I also prepare, propose your toast. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. My job is rotten here to talk about things. But firstly, because I have all the thank yous to say. And so I thank everyone here for coming. It is for me to look out here at all the tables and see really good friends and great faces and people I haven't seen for donkey's years. It's just incredible. It's just what we planned. And you're all here. So that's my first thank you. To the people that allowed us to come into their house and do this, they need an enormous thank you. They've been so helpful. One assumes it's quite difficult to plan a wedding in Italy. But in fact, with the help of the people that own this house and the people of Barga and Tom and Linda, who we met just a year ago, we've pulled this fantastic event off. And it's, we've loved every minute of the planet, haven't we? It's been very exciting. And we've, at last we've got here. Now, I've got a special mention for these two little ladies. Are you ready, Dil? I'm so proud of these two. These are, notwithstanding my wife, that these are my special little onions.
I'm not an onion.
Now, and without them, my heart is in pieces. And thank you. So to have them here today makes me very proud. It makes my heart pound like mad. And they are the most special little things I've got in my life. This is completely different to that. And when, it's so important that I just tell them how much I love them and how proud I am of you and you. So I'm going to kiss my daughter. I'm going to take a break. Does anyone want to say anything?
No, you're doing great.
It's
the onion.
Lisa and I have actually known each other for quite some time, 20-odd years, and we've come together in the last 24 months. Something like that. And it has changed both our lives. And it's been an amazing experience to go through how I know you feel about me and how I feel about you. Pause.
Crack on, mate.
And
you're doing great. You can do it, darling. You can do it.
The other bit is that I have a... Lisa is a... She's a very special person because I admire her for the way she conducts herself and the way she works, the way she takes things on board. She's not just a beautiful girl, but she's got an incredible brain. She uses it. She's very successful. She has come from... She's worked hard in every area of her life. Not just for the horses, when she was a little girl, but through her career. And today we have a very accomplished woman working very hard and very successfully. And that's something that is means a lot to me. And I admire all of that. She's bloody stunning as well. And we're gonna have a great life together. And I'm not doing this again. You can all come for lunch. I'm not going through all this again. So, I think I've really come to the end of everything, as far as my speech is concerned. Only to say that, darling.
Do I stand up at this point?
Please. Just going to give you a peck on the cheek. That's the way I love
it. Simon, can I now throw the platform shoes away?